Easter, when Jesus overcomes death and brings hope to all of his creation. And that's what Lent is pointing us towards. So here we are at the point in John's Gospel where Jesus is among his closest friends. It was before the festival of Passover, and Jesus knew that his time had come. And so here he is, preparing his friends for the end. Or maybe preparing them for the very beginning. "You do not realize what I'm doing, but later you will understand," Jesus says. We, like Simon Peter, might be wondering to ourselves, why should the Lord Jesus be washing Simon Peter's feet? Here's the Lord, the Word, who has created everything. Why is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords doing the work of a lowly servant? Well, nothing can prepare us for the simple but profound action of washing someone else's feet. And I'm glad, Al, that you just prepped us for that. I mean, feet are very basic things, right? Not too pretty, not too ugly, but they just are. Some might even say feet are down to earth, so to speak. Washing them is not anything special. We all have to do it. We all do it quite regularly, I hope and I trust. It's also a very close and personal thing to do. Washing my children's toes is a very intimate action. It's a moment of tenderness. All of that, the love and the down-to-earthness, comes through in this passage. It is both the beginning and the end, the beginning of the long, slow build-up to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, and the end, the climax, the goal of everything that Jesus has done so far. Everyone has come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, the festival of festivals, where the nation remembers God who brought them out of slavery from Egypt. Jesus and his friends, too, have come to celebrate Passover. And Jesus says, in many ways to them, that he is the Passover lamb. You see, Jesus' time has come, not just to die, though that is part of what this means. It is Jesus' time to go up to the Father. After his death, he is the first raised to new life. Once again, meets his disciples after that, and then only then goes up to the Father. Jesus says this, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." And Al really taught the children well this morning, and us, I hope, too. Not just the washing of feet, but the laying down of his life. This is an action of supreme love. He is the good shepherd, the word says. He loves his own sheep, and the greatest thing the shepherd can do for them is to lay down his life, serve them, and give of himself for them. The Word who was God, the Word who was with God, became flesh. He laid aside the clothes of glory and put on our human nature in order to wash our feet. He had come from God and was going to God. The point isn't to say, oh, wow, the King, the Creator, washed their feet. But I think Al hit the nail on the head. Rather, the point is, washing their feet was what he had to do precisely because he had come from God. The foot washing and the crucifixion itself, to which it pointed, was Jesus' way of showing who God was and who he is. And he needed to remind us about what humanity is really about. The little drama with Peter, misunderstanding yet again what Jesus is up to, is funny on the outside, but it's quite serious on the inside. Jesus must wash us if we are to belong to him, and yet he has already washed us, the word says, in calling us to belong to him in John 15. What we need day by day is the regular washing of those parts of ourselves, our personalities, our bodies, which get dusty and dirty,